The solo practice family doctor is becoming less and less common, but a local primary care group is surviving the test of time and celebrating 20 years of service. WFSU sat down with some of the doctors there to find out how healthcare has changed in the past two decades. I'm Kate Payne. The image of the individual doctor following generations of families, even making house calls, is becoming much more rare.
When I started, there were a lot of family physicians that were practicing, you know, by themselves, or a couple of family physicians. You don't see that anymore, hardly at all.
That's Dr. Carl Hempel with Tallahassee Primary Care Associates. Business demands, overhead costs, and malpractice coverage all make it harder for individual doctors to survive. That's why he joined TPCA 20 years ago.
It's going to be difficult as a, you know, individual to afford good administrators to help us, and CEOs.
Hempel says being in a larger group practice with 51 providers and 72,000 patients help doctors weather sweeping changes.
You know, if you ask me what's changed the most, I would say electronic medical record. I think it has changed my life.
That's Dr. J.C. Singh. She's been with TPCA for 15 years, and she says the changes are for better and for worse.
It's efficient in some ways, you know, in the sense we are not looking for charts. We're not looking for labs. It's all in one place. In a lot of ways, there's less problems, but it's a lot longer. Your day's gotten longer.
Dr. Stacia Grohl is excited about the access that comes with technology.
We have portals so our patients can directly access their charts and their labs and make corrections or review things. They can also access us and ask questions directly that way.
But Dr. Hugh Van Landingham says providers are still trying to figure out how to strike a balance between the demands of technology and the needs of the patient.
I have all these different boxes checked, and then you forget, well, you don't forget, but you have to find that balance between looking and talking to the patient, which is the most important thing in medicine.
Looking forward at the next 20 years, the group imagines technology and remote patient interaction will play an even larger role. Here's Dr. Van Landingham, then Hempel and Singh.
So it's going to be more and more automated, more and more computer run, but also more and more telemedicine, less hands-on. That's what it looks like to me.
Yeah. That's what patients want, particularly younger patients. They don't want to come in.
Yeah.
Imagine. I think patients will always want that human component, though. I think they'll always want to have a doctor to connect with. You don't think, Carl?
Some of them will, but some of them really don't.
Van Landingham worries that the quality of care could suffer if doctors aren't physically interacting with patients. But at a time when some patients lack basic transportation, convenience and access is key. Here's Dr. Singh.
I mean, we have a lot of patients that are waiting for buses to come. You know, I mean, when I ran out today, I had a patient that was still waiting for transport to come and pick them up because they don't have cars. They don't have a way to get around.
That lack of access and an interest in building the practice around patients' needs is spurring TPCA to make some changes. They opened up an urgent care clinic, make same-day visits available, and schedule appointments on Saturdays. The group says a large practice enables that adaptation, and that means better outcomes for patients. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.